Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with the samples. I've been battling allergies for years now. Let me tell you, they've been a real ordeal in my life. Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to ClaritinD.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What's up, gang? Welcome to The Greatness Machine. I'm your host, Darius Mrshazadeh. I'm so pumped to have you here with me. Now listen, The Greatness Machine, we're about two things. Number one, people who are living their passions. And number two, those who are creating greatness in the world and doing both of these things despite the odds against them. Each episode, we're going to feature interviews with game changers, business leaders, you know, telling us their origin stories, what made them tick, what got them to where they are now. Why? So it can help you step into your greatness within your life, your business, and your career. Occasionally, you might hear a few solo episodes from myself, moi as I say, as I leverage my 20 years of entrepreneurship as a CEO and founder to help you grow and level up in your journey to scale your life and your business. So, come be a fly on the wall, enjoy the conversation, and I'm stoked to have you here with me. What's up, everybody? Welcome to today's episode of The Greatness Machine. I'm your host, Darius Mrshazadeh, and today I'm flying solo. Doing a little solo love for you. So I just finished a great book called Skip the Line by James Altucher, and actually interviewed James as well. And there was a line in the book that I read in his book that I thought was amazing. And essentially, first of all, check out the book if you get a chance. But he said, you know, if you could have any superpower, what superpower would you want? And he's a funny guy. He did stand-up comedy for a long time, writer, entrepreneur. But James goes on to say that he thinks, like, you know, flying would be a worthless superpower. And the reason why he thinks flying would be a worthless superpower is he's like, oh, you know, if you were flying around, you just get, you know, shot down. You know, which actually makes sense. Like in today's world, if a human being was actually flying up in the air, you'd probably get shot down. We shoot down balloons, for Christ's sake, right? So I was like, oh, I never thought about that. Yeah, you probably would get shot down. Like Superman would get shot down. So you got to have the ability to withstand a missile coming at you. And then he said, you know, how worthless he thought the power of having, you know, ultimate strength would be. He's like, well, what are you going to use that for? You know? You're not going to use that for anything. You know, you're going to, like, when's the last time you needed to pick up something that was 1,000 pounds, you know, or 2,000 pounds or 5,000 pounds? Like, you know, you're probably not going to use that strength too often unless you want to be in like the construction world and hold up buildings for like your construction crew. And so, you know, I think he's saying that partially in jest and partially in truth, you know, like, you know, we have cranes that can pick that stuff up. So humans don't need to. We've essentially outsourced that, these superpowers, to machinery. But one of the things that he said, you know, I think the ultimate superpower is reading and learning from the smartest people or the mentors that we've never met. And you know, I bring this up a lot in my episodes is, you know, I have a passion for reading. I listen to a lot of audiobooks. I ingest a lot of books through audiobooks and with reading books. My goal this year is actually to take down 52 books. I just decided I've been slowly getting to the point. Initially, my goal for the year was 35 books, but I decided to up that number from 35 books to 52 books. I'm going to do one per week. I want to give myself the first quarter. We're ending the first quarter here in a couple of days. And so I was like, all right, let me see how many books I can get through in Q1, and that'll kind of dictate where I land. So as of this moment, I finished 16 books. I've finished over a book a week for the year. And I said, all right, man, like this is hard to hit, but I think I can hit it. I just got to, you know, keep working at it. And then so now, you know, I'm going to push my goal up to 52 books for the year. But it really resonated for me hearing James talk about how he thinks reading is a superpower. And when he said that, it was funny. I was like, yeah, man, reading is a superpower. reading is amazing. Reading is a way I can go back in time and learn from the smartest people of their generation. And I can learn from people that I've never met before. And what the conclusion I came to, being someone that's written a book, and this is a really powerful statement that I'm about to make, is that reading is an opportunity where, you know, when you write a book, forget about reading the book. Let's go on the other side, writing a book. Because I think that really kind of tells the story about what I'm about to say. When you write a book, and I'll use my book for example, I've written one book, and they say like everyone has one good book in them, right? The reason they say that is that there's not probably enough stuff that you're an expert in or that you can add value to someone's life in that's going to make for a second book. But if you were to say, I want to learn the most important things that a specific person knows that they've accumulated over 20 years of their life, 30 years of their, 40 years of their adult life, 50, 100 years of their adult life, depending on how old they were when they wrote the book, I get to read it in, let's call it a 200-page book is 5 hours of reading. I get 5 hours of their best knowledge given in a book. And by the way, a book usually isn't 5 hours when it starts. They usually edit it because they eliminate a ton of stories when we write a book. We eliminate a ton of information. They call it killing your baby. We're eliminating all the stuff that's not adding maximum value to the reader. So we're cherry picking the 5 hours of most important thing that I'm an expert at that took me 20 years to learn or 30 years to learn or 50 years to learn. And I'm handing it over to you and saying, here, you get to learn it in 5 hours. And you don't have to go do all the shit I did for the last 40, 30, 20 years. For me, my book took me over a decade of experimenting with core values. A decade, 10 years. And this is something I did every day to learn how do you make them so that they come to life in an organization. So you can pick up my book and it really in like less than 5 hours, you can read my book and learn what took me 10 years to learn. And when he said that, I was like, holy shit, that is a superpower. Our ability to take in information that's maximum value for one party into my brain, the most efficient way possible is through a book. And I have the opportunity to go out there and decide what I want to learn every single day, where I take someone's maximum value information and efficiently input it in my head. Not only do I have that, we have this whole thing out there where people rate these books so I can see which are the best books. I don't have to go through the millions and millions of books to find them randomly. I could go out there and look at what are the books that most people like. What are the ones that are the highest rated? What are the most number of reads out of a book? So I could pick the best of the best pieces of information on any specific topic I want to learn about, and I can learn it in a matter of a few hours. And I was like, holy shit, that's a superpower. And so when James said that, I was like, yeah, I agree with that. And one of the coolest things about that is I get to be mentored by people that don't even live on this planet anymore. People that died 100 years ago, who were the smartest people of their time, the most thought-provoking people, people whose names have withstood the test of time, right? Marcus Aurelius is a Roman emperor. His name has withstood the test of time, which means not only was he powerful when he was alive, but people kept elevating his name over time because his learning was so powerful that people kept wanting to learn it. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with the samples. Hey there, friends. It's Darius Mashazda here, and I have a little confession to make. You see, I've been battling allergies for years now. And let me tell you, they've been a real ordeal in my life. Allergies have been my constant companion. They stop me from fully enjoying the little things in life, from canceling plans with friends because of sudden allergy attack to missing out on an outdoor activity because of sneezing fits. Allergies have been a real nuisance. Luckily, for those of us who live with symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing and a runny nose, itchy watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. I've been a Claritin D user for many, many years now, and let me tell you, it's made a world of difference. Since I started using Claritin D, my symptoms have improved dramatically. Now I can breathe easier, enjoy outdoor activities without worrying about sneezing fits, and truly live my life without being held back by allergies. Ready to live as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter now. You don't even need a prescription. Go to ClaritinD.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear, use as directed. This episode is brought to you by Shopify. In the world of successful partnerships, names like Procter & Gamble, Ben & Jerry, and supply and demand echo through business history. But when it comes to growing your business, who are the perfect partners? That's you and Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. We're talking from launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to did we hit a $1 million order stage? Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling shipping supplies or promoting productivity programs, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, up to 36% better compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Picture this, a time when my business was facing a tough hurdle and I wasn't sure how to break through. But then came the breakthrough moment, a game changer that took my business to the next level. You know, what I absolutely adore about Shopify is its unparalleled ability to adapt and grow with your ambitions. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 75 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way, because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Darius, all lowercase. That's D-A-R-I-U-S. Go to shopify.com/Darius now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/Darius.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So I get the filter of time to get rid of the books that are less relevant or less important or less timeless. And I get to take those books that withstood hundreds, if not thousands of years of time, to get washed through the river of in the filter of people's opinions and got and stayed relevant and kept to the top of mind. So I looked at that and said, man, that's really cool. I really want to do that. I'm gonna triple down on reading, and so I decided to up my goal to 52 books, and that brings me to the next part. So I decided that I'm gonna make the Fridays. You know, I do solos on Fridays, but I decided I'm gonna kind of slow things down a little bit, and I'm gonna be really breaking down how do I read more? How did I go from someone who I liked reading, but I never did it that often. I was talking to a friend of mine, Jeff Evans, on Friday night, and he was saying, yeah, man, you know, like, you should really tell people how you read so much. Because I'm telling you, I was a person where my friends legitimately made a joke about me because I would refer books all the time, because I'm an outgoing person, and people would tell me about a great book and then I would refer it to other people based on the hearsay of someone else. And my friends would ask, they'd say, well, have you ever even read the book, Darius? And I kept saying no, and it became this like inside joke with my friends that Darius never reads any books, but he likes referring books. And now they're eating their goddamn words now. Those guys, they're eating all their words because I read a ton of books now. I'm ingesting a ton of books on a daily basis. It's probably an hour to 2 hours a day that I sit there and listen to books or read books. That's what I do with my spare time. And so I'm going to really walk you through how I do it. Cause a lot of you, I mean, I talk to a lot of people I care about, and I'm out there preaching the gospel of, hey, you should, you know, this is a great book, or, oh, you want to learn about that, here's a great book I recommend. And what you'll find is the more books you read, the more books you find out about, because a lot of authors talk about their books inside of other books, or they talk about books they've read that they like. And so I'm always getting book recommendations, either A, through friends, or B, through social media, or C, really through just the books I read. And so I'm going to walk you through step by step how I do it, because I am telling you, everyone, not just people, I don't care how busy you are, if you spend 10 minutes a day watching TV or listening to the radio or listening to a podcast like this, which I actually think you should listen to podcasts too, but just to forget about podcasts, put that to the side for a second. But if you exercise, if you go for a walk, if you spend time, you know, idle time, if you have 10 minutes of idle time a day, 10 minutes a day, 70 minutes a week, what's that? An hour and 10 minutes? You can read a book a month. 10 minutes a day. Like, no joke, 10 minutes a day. No one on earth can convince me that they don't have 10 minutes a day. And I have a bunch of tips and tricks on how I do it, because I do way more than 10 minutes a day. But and when you start looking at the average amount of time people look at social media and watch TV, I know that people have hours per day that they're wasting doing bullshit. And so if you have, if you take 10 minutes a day, you can read a book a month and learn something new from someone that's going to change your life. And I will tell you, for me, this is a superpower that has been changing my life in ways I never imagined. And I started it 15 months ago. And it, and the only thing I could say is I wish I had figured out these cheat codes 20 years ago, because I would have gone through way more books had I figured out what I now know. So over the next few weeks, I'm going to be going over kind of step by step. I'm going to take you slowly through my process on how I read more books so that you can bring this into your life, because I think it's a gift that everyone needs to get. And it's just going to be a multi-part series. So I'm really going to take you through, like, what are the tips and tricks? I've done this in a previous episode where I talked about it, I think over a 30-minute period, but I'm going to really break it down step by step for you. So next week, we're going to talk about what's the first step if you want to read more books. I'm going to tell you how I do it. I'm going to give you some tips and tricks, and we're going to do it on a multi-part series. I'm going to take my time, do it slow so that you can really learn what I learned through trial and error. And the end result is that you're going to get to learn the things that you wish you knew, that you'd like to know, that you didn't even know that you wanted to know, because you're out there learning from the smartest people on earth, being mentored every single day to strengthen your mind and strengthen your resolve and be the best version of yourself. That's what the whole purpose of the Greatness Machine is that we learn so that we become the best version of ourselves. And I'm going to be bringing that to you through my solos in the next few episodes. So with that said, I hope you enjoyed this episode. Looking forward to giving you more information. And I want you to really develop the superpower, because it's a superpower that I've now developed that I am so grateful to have in my life. And I'm excited to bring it to yours. With that said, until next time, peace out. We love you.
You are listening to The Greatness Machine, and that's a wrap for today. Listen, if you love what you heard, subscribe to the show on whatever podcast platform that you're tuning in on so that you don't miss any of our future episodes. We have tons of great people coming on, and we're stoked to have you here to enjoy it with us. Leave us a review. Tell us what you love most about this particular episode. We love getting the reviews. We love to see what you guys love most. And if this particular episode, you know, made you think of someone who's leveling up in their business and in their life, print screen, share it with them. Leaders are the best givers. And after all, we're all here to support and grow with each other. And in case you want to see some of the fun behind the scenes shots or some of the things that we're doing, I'm actually writing about this in my weekly newsletter. Go to www.therealdarius.com and subscribe to my newsletter. We're talking about fun things like business and life and mindfulness and cryptocurrencies and gosh, I don't even know, everything and anything, but it's tons of fun stuff I write about. I try to get it out on a weekly basis. You can subscribe at www.therealdarius.com. And with that said, look, thank you guys so much. Appreciate you. I love you. Peace. We're out of here. See you guys on the next one. She's my lover.
This episode is brought to you by the Yap Media Podcast Network. I'm Hala Taha, CEO of the award-winning digital media empire, Yap Media, and host of Yap Young and Profiting Podcast, a number one entrepreneurship and self-improvement podcast where you can listen, learn, and profit. On Young and Profiting Podcast, I interview the brightest minds in the world, and I turn their wisdom into actionable advice that you can use in your daily life. Each week, we dive into a new topic like the art of side hustles, how to level up your influence and persuasion, and goal setting. I interview A-list guests on Young and Profiting. I've got the best guests, like the world's number one negotiation expert, Chris Voss, Shark Damon John, serial entrepreneurs Alex and Layla Hormozi, and even movie stars like Matthew McConaughey. There's absolutely no fluff on my podcast, and that's on purpose. Every episode is jam-packed with advice that's going to push your life forward. I do my research, I get straight to the point, and I take things really seriously, which is why I'm known as the podcast princess and how I became one of the top podcasters in the world in less than 5 years. Young and Profiting Podcast is for all ages. Don't let the name fool you. It's an advanced show. As long as you want to learn and level up, you will be forever young. So join podcast royalty and subscribe to Young and Profiting Podcast, or Yap, like it's often called by my Yap fam, on Apple, Spotify, CastBox, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.